Accessing data. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, welcome all you Panthers. We are doing a first test show of GMN, and I have with me Tom, of course, the owner of the site.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing today, Tom?
Oh, not too bad. Just got done doing something that wasn't automotive related. I was painting my hallway. Yeah. Luckily, Amanda left, so she didn't have to deal with the paint fumes. Quite frankly, I think I've dealt with too many of them.
I don't know, paint fumes can be bad and good at the same time. Once you get a nice shiny paint job, the other one you get high and kill brain cells at the same time.
Yeah, I suppose the only good ones the ones that actually get on your car.
Yep.
And not on your neighbor's house. Too many paint fumes?
Yeah. No, it's actually a new cigarette blend I'm trying. They're a little on the harsh side, but they work.
Non-filtered?
Non-filtered.
Ooh.
Yep.
But welcome back.
Huh?
Welcome back to 1950.
Well, when I don't know about where you're at, but here, they're... very, very close to almost $10 a pack.
Not here.
I had a buddy of mine, DJ. Actually, he's a member here of GMN. He went down to Kentucky for Christmas, and he said they were like, I don't know, something like $5.40 a pack or some crazy shit. So
that's too much.
Too much?
Yeah. Mugs? You can get a carton of Marlboros here for like $40.
Do you hopes to be getting a big-ass meal at a fly price? Right now, you and your posse can be snacking for under $7. No shit. McDonald's presents the Big Motherfucker. Get the big motherfucker with a bottle of Colt 45, chitlins, pig's feet, on a cornbread biscuit with a big old bucket of gravy. This shit be cheaper than two hits of crack, and so good, you'll be saying shit dog. Did somebody be saying McDonald's? You're damn right. McDonald's, we loves it when you be smiling.
The problem is, though, high cigarette prices... I don't smoke myself. I don't like it, you know. But the high prices isn't a deterrent. People don't realize that. It's just going to make people broker. They don't think about how much it costs. They don't think about how much they got to pay, how much harder they got to work. They think about smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Because they like it. Or I remember back in the day, you know, people in high school... they smoke to look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right? That's how most people start.
Yep. Well, I actually started when I was 18 and just kind of decided to do it on my own. But, no, I figured out that, you know, $10 a pack is not the way to go. So I started rolling my own. Actually, Skip got me into it when I was down there for Scott Fest. So, ones I got now, they're not too bad. Could be worse. Actually,
there's many a way to put nails in your own coffin.
Yep.
I suppose if you make your own nails, it's better than paying the man.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that this is one of my only other vices other than my car. You know?
This is true.
I don't drink a whole lot. I'm not a druggie or none of that. No, it's good.
Yeah, I quit drinking myself, believe it or not. Yeah. I'm going to try not drink anymore. I mean, with medication and just stuff. It's just, I won't really miss it. I like the taste of a good beer, but I don't really miss it. But
all right.
Anyways, I don't have a box anymore. It's crazy. I do like that 2009, though. Apparently, Scott, Mr. Marquis there, he likes it quite pretty good, too.
Yeah, you didn't have a box when you came up anyway, did you?
No, I had my 09.
Yep. I was actually, I wish like hell that I could get my woman to drive a Crown Vic, because I can find these things for, well under $2,000, fully decked out, all nice and everything. I found quite a few squad cars. One was a magistrate's car, so it wasn't like beat up or nothing, you know.
They don't rust to hell up there?
Depends.
Yeah. I lived right on the New York border for a while. You go over the line there, stuff is rusted to shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, the ones I was looking at are in Cleveland. Cleveland is a bitchin' place to buy cars, man. Get this. Now, my woman, she doesn't like big cars. She likes the small ones, but she figured out, hey, I gotta get something bigger now. Because now I have my nephew in the house, so that's a whole another ball game by itself. She won't drive a Crown Vic, but she'll drive the biggest freaking vehicle that's second only to an Excursion or a Hummer. Which is a Navigator. I found an 03 for $2,900 in Cleveland.
Really?
Yep, fully loaded.
Hey, man, if that thing ever, like, gets wrecked or something, sell me the engine, please. Thanks.
Nope. And if it gets rusty and goes down, I'll stick that in my box or something. It's a 5.4.
It's a 5.4 dual overhead cam.
Yep.
Let's put out some power.
And very easy to modify. Just a simple cold air intake, a set of headers, and a nice tune. And you got yourself a pretty nasty contender.
That's what I want to put in my truck, but they're not cheap. You don't see those Navigator motors going cheap.
Nope. However, the Expedition has the same motor.
Expedition has I thought there was a single overhead cam.
No. Those are... They put a 5.4s in those, too.
Either way, this is going to go on my 79 Ford short box pickup truck. And I hate bugs. Can't stand them.
Yeah, bugs are buggy.
You don't say. That's why I pay about $55 every quarter to get my house sprayed. It cuts down on the spiders, the fucking cockroaches, all the other bullshit.
Yep.
And they're not really cockroaches down there. They're the palomino bugs. They're about 2 inches long.
Ooh.
And they're not a symbol of, being dirty. They're just around here.
Yep.
That's the way it is down south.
You know, it's real funny. You know those, I'm sure you've seen Men in Black 2? Or the first one there? With the giant cockroach? Well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know those big roaches that he kicked the dumpster and they came pouring out? Well, they were raising those at a local college for a science project. And apparently one got out. So while I was attending college, I guess apparently one of them kind of appeared on the wall, freaked a couple of people out.
Crazy. Yeah, I've had friends that I guess would get all drunk and then they get the blowgun darts out. I mean, yeah, great combination, right? Their apartment was a little bit dirty, and they would use it, the cockroaches, for target practice. Yeah, they got pretty good at it, too.
I did that with a bat once.
What, play target practice with a bat?
Yep. I come home one day and a bat was flying around my apartment.
Oh.
Yep.
I thought you were talking like a baseball
bat. No. A bat isn't a flying bat. I come in and this thing comes flying around my head. So I'm like, okay, I got out my blowgun and kind of hunted her down. But after a while, I got bored and I modified one of the first generation Eagle Talon paintball guns and put probably about a good 20 inches of barrel to fit with the paintball gun. It made shooting and aiming a lot easier.
I could see going into a room, you see a bat, and all of a sudden, and it's done.
Oh, it'd be more than done. When I test fired that thing 50 feet away, it put a dart into a tree and put it at a 90-degree angle.
Those things look like a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. I really love obscure weaponry like that. That and throwing knives. Throwing knives are fun, too, especially if you make them.
Throwing knives. I like guns.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love guns. But I was under the age of 18. I didn't have a permit. And when my dad died in Ohio, I kind of lost them all. And my stepmom got rid of them. I did happen to find the Browning. It's a custom grip, military-style grip, Browning 9mm high power, 15-round clip, and with a hair trigger. It was nasty.
I think my next weapon's going to purchase is going to be a 45.
Those are good guns.
Taurus makes a little compact, I believe you call it a Millennium Series. They have it chambered in 45. Mm-hmm. You see, you get one of these like meth heads or one of these other punk asses around here that, you know, if you have these guys coming at you, 9mm ain't going to do much to them. I mean, it'll kill them, but you want to stop them.
You want stopping power, you get Hydroshock.
You shoot them with a 45, like one or two is going to knock them down. Yep. They're no longer a threat to you.
Yep, that's true. Or you just shoot them in the kneecap, they'll go down.
Best of both worlds. Boom!
Hello, ladies. Do you enjoy your weekends? Would you like to enjoy a sensation designed especially for you? New from Lesbans is Beaver Liquor, a new adult beverage from the makers of Peter's Special Brew. Just listen to what women like you have told us.
I'm not a big drinker, but it's remarkably easy to hold my Beaver Liquor. It's not at all harsh, and it has just the right amount of bite. I like the way my Beaver Liquor goes down, and it doesn't leave a bad taste in your mouth. At least I don't think it does.
When I have my friends over, I make sure there's plenty of Beaver Liquor to go around because I want my guests to have enough Beaver Liquor to keep them satisfied.
Beaver Liquor, just for you ladies, at fine liquor stores everywhere.
Holy shit, there's a lot of them. You aware that the what are you working on thread is almost at, let me see here, it's almost at 9,000 posts.
Oh, really?
9,000, yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, those shitheads over at CVN, they had this WTF thread.
Yeah.
The what the fuck thread. And it was a thread for post-horror and everything. And eventually they got rid of it. They said it's a waste of bandwidth. Yeah. But Nazis. See, GMN, let me announce this to everybody that's listening. GMN does not have a problem with bandwidth usage. We don't have a problem. We're
that
pretty much
is
unlimited.
Awesome to hear.
We got more than enough storage, and that's what we pay for every month. But of course, as you know, GMN does cost money. PM me if you would like to contribute. But it's completely up to you. GMN is still something that we run for the community.
Yep.
That is
Hey, I tell you what, I was reading a post a little bit earlier. I forget what post it was in. I think it was somebody basically was saying that they are basically the only thread forums they really come to now is this one, you know. And I thought that that was really something. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, I love reading that kind of stuff. I mean, one of our longest serving members, Marquee Man, you know, from Canada, the guy that bought my GMGT. I do believe that
this is the only farm
he posts on.
No, that was holy shit about.
He's been there since the beginning.
Holy fucking thread revival. I just noticed this by Dave84.
Which one?
It is. Almost forgotten.
That is old. Where's that at? Oh. Wait a minute. I think we may have a spammer. Let me look.
I don't see one. It's a newer member. A lot of new members do that. They go through and they read pages and pages and pages.
Okay. Maybe he ain't. He's just digging up bones.
Oh, we didn't need to know that, Tim.
Yeah, that's the way it is in some of the motorcycle forums I'm on. And by the way, GMN, I am doing this right now while taking a dump.
Wow.
No such thing. Podcasting from my shitter. Because that's what we do. Aaron, come on. You know that this by now. There's no such thing as TMI on GMN. Uh-huh. It just don't happen. It's bad enough you got
people getting on Skype. If this works out.
We need to get him on here one of these times.
Oh? Which John? There's like three Johns on here. Jonathan, Grandpa's Lincoln.
He is a deranged son of a bitch. You know that?
Okay.
John.
Yeah, I...
The John. Jonathan.
That's what I know him by, because that's what he was when I first joined up.
Yeah. The artist formerly known as Grandpa's Lincoln. He kind of will always be, but he hasn't replaced his name with a symbol. I mean, if he was to replace his name with a symbol, it'd probably be the outline of his box Lincoln or something. You know, the whole think outside of the box picture you always see people with.
You know, I did find a very interesting feature a long time ago.
And everybody would have to get their keyboards reconfigured.
Awesome sound effects there. Punch in
the
number.
Hey, that was real. That wasn't a fix.
And it comes up. Yep, that would be the one.
Yep. I have to say, you know who this week's like wall of shame.
I don't understand why people would want to even do that.
That Grand Mark Chris guy.
But you know, it's
what a douche.
It's ridiculous what he did. However, we are missing the last 2 days of Christmas there, though.
Well,
I completed the last. I think I did about five of them.
The 12 days of Christmas was.
I'd actually kind of went started ahead, and then Ryan's
give him
like,
the honor
well,
of doing so.
You know, you kind of like it's the 12 but, days of Christmas. We're on like day five. I'm like, oh, sorry, I got ahead of myself. You know, it's so much fun. And then I came out with him, and the last three, and he's like, that's freaking awesome. So, oh, I love it.
Let me see here. Let me go down the list here in a minute as soon as I get to it. Oh, I see you like my avatar. Oh, man, I love the old man. That's great. Let's see. 10 saw light devices breaking, 9 tails with glass of flaying. 8 catheters wrapped in barbed wire, 7 stabs in a soldering iron, 6 broken tooth orifices, 5 cut off fingers, 4 fuck your couches, 3 fractured ribs, 2 busted kneecaps, and 1 huge kick to the dick. Ryan, if you're listening, complete that shit. But
I thought Ryan did that one. Well,
4 fuck your couches.
Yep. I wasn't too crazy about the new video, though.
I know that I did that one. So
that they posted at the top of the page.
He gave me the idea.
Speaking of cool posts, did you see the 77 Subaru?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that actually is a cool vehicle. Yep. Oh, another thing, actually posted by the same guy.
Yeah, I did.
He did something at, I don't know, he had a Box Panther.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Very thorough.
A Box Panther Spire Guide. I gotta see this.
Oh, somebody added something that I didn't add. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, it's like one of those things like Tiggy, they posted the Box Panther Panther history.
Speaking of members, I did happen to get
probably one of the most
I'm up to something like 6 I've members ever seen. Now. And every for my car club, and every single one of us has a box, and the only one who doesn't is my buddy. He's got one of the bigger Continentals of the 460 in it. Yeah. Yep. Currently, I have 2 town cars, which include mine. 2.
Oh, bars.
Two
nice.
Doors. One's white and one's blue. The blue one's in almost
all
mid
shape. All of you got boxes then, huh?
But it's in 85 or 86 with a CFI on it. Now, he's got the CFI unit in his. There's there's a blue Crown Vic over a couple pounds away from me here.
It's got CFI.
Let's see. Oh, maybe I don't have that. DJ already did, and so did Meg. With the other guys that I have yet to get them on GMN. I'm hoping, actually, as soon as this freaking white shit goes
when
away...
When these guys going to post on GMN?
I'm hoping to get everybody together and go for a cruise up to Buffalo to meet up with Ryan and Zach and hopefully a couple of the Ontario guys. Yeah, well, I'm trying to get it together, man. There's more than enough people interested. It's just a matter of time and money.
Oh, yeah, I see that big meet you're putting together.
I hope so.
You ain't even kidding. One of these days, I'll be rich. You know, people like... Yep. Pete talk about opening a
Box Panther what?
Box Panther commune.
Commune. Like a community.
Which is quite funny. Can you imagine something like that?
That would be something else.
A Box Panther commune.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, you know, like a hippie commune?
The LED guy. Yep. Definitely different.
Yeah, if anyone's ever heard Pete talk, we'll have to get him on here. He's got a unique way of speaking, that's for sure. Yes. Like, amen.
I had a complete HO conversion with me, basically, when I went to Scott Fest.
Find people to start buying my EFI conversion kits.
I think
$1,000.
I think my HO is going to be a little bit more oompy. Sweet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard it. I had a CFI.
I have to say, his car.
Actually, before I got my Lincoln.
He did the EFI swap
actually,
on. It runs and
sounds
really good.
Seeing as we're doing the first podcast, I have to do this.
I wrote that car when it was still CFI.
I had originally started out buying an 85 Grand Marquis. It was jet black, beautiful car. Red interior, ran kind of crappy, so I did a tune-up on it. I put a set of 14-inch original Kragers on it, and it was really, really sharp. Wasn't the fastest thing on the road, but it was a very nice little cruiser. Well, unfortunately, I wish I would have taken pics, but I don't have any, unfortunately. Well, I wasn't part of GMN back then.
Pixar, shut the fuck up. Pixar, shut the fuck up. Pixar, shut the fuck up.
I was trying to find a CFI to EFI conversion at that point.
Oh. Well,
what happened?
I don't know. I was talking, and then it stopped.
All right.
Would there be any way to edit the sound and meld those two together?
Oh, yeah. I have a full sound recorder on, crap. Editor. A sound editor.
All right.
I do a little bit of everything. I've got video editors. I've got sound editors. I've got access to a full DJ system if I need it. just about anything, really. The only thing I don't have access to is a freaking garage. A heated one, right now.
Yes.
Yeah, that sucks.
Luckily, I have one.
Oh, yeah, you're freaking lucky. Too bad you don't live closer.
Don't got much room in it, but I got one. My truck's parked in it. But anyways.
Anyway, back to my story.
We were recording?
I was getting this beautiful black Grand Marquis, and I ended up showing up for a while. Mind you, I'd already had $400 dumped into the car because I've been paying on it. Well, the lady decides that she's going to sell it underneath me, and I was kind of livid. So I went down back and looked at what she had, and I saw this poor white Lincoln kind of buried underneath a pine tree. And I'm like, all right, well, let's see what we got here. Cleaned it up. Now, mind you, this car had been sitting probably about 3 years, if not longer. I cleaned up the battery terminals, charged up the battery, put the battery in, hit the key, fired up. No complaints whatsoever. And that was kind of a love affair that I started with the Lincoln. So.
Sounds like a great success.
Yep. Every year I do something different. And I tell you what, The slick top I have on it, even if you don't like it when you first see it, eventually it will grow on you.
The reason I like that slick top is because I initially thought there was going to be some nasty-looking body seams underneath there.
Well, there kind of is, but I kind of like, Duraglass them over. It's not really it's kind of a seam. It's more of an indent where they put the top on,
Yeah.
And the trick of the day back in the day was to do one of two things. You either leaded the top in, or you tiger haired it, or a combination of both. I use Duraglass because it doesn't crack, it's waterproof, and yeah.
Pretty strong, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a bitch to see in, but. You know what? I'll take the little extra time it takes to sand it, and then once I get it to where I want it, I'll glaze it, and then primer, and then it's ready to rock.
Man.
I've
had too many Panthers myself.
What happened?
I've had too many Panthers myself.
Can never have too many.
Well, the reason I say too many is I don't have them anymore. I always say it one day I'm going to build another one. Another two-door. There needs to be more of an aftermarket.
What, for the Panthers?
Yeah.
Really?
Even getting restoration parts is a bitch.
Well, apparently Kentucky's the place to go for that.
Kentucky's a place to go for a lot of things, isn't it?
Apparently. Well, see, DJ was down there for Christmas, and he said there was a lot of boxes down there.
Yeah, my second GMGT, you know, my the one that Marquee Man has, was from Kentucky.
Oh, nice.
And that thing was clean.
Hmm.
But like no rust.
Mine has very little surface rust at all. And lucky me, some guy was smart enough to undercoat the fucking thing before I got a hold of it.
Which is always good.
Well, it's a good thing to do when you're up in New York.
And my wiener dogs are misbehaving.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I am the wiener dog guy. I have three of them. One, come on, Ask, come on up. Two are on the couch with me, and one's on the floor, looking, giving me the stupid look.
tell you what, they do have one. It's not a dog, but they have a cat that looks, well, more or less like a wiener dog, but cat form. It's funny as hell because they look like a little overgrown ferret. They have like really stubby legs, and those little suckers will get around like you wouldn't believe.
A cat version of a wiener dog.
Oh yeah, I'd never even seen or even heard of one until I was watching TV, and it was a special on cats or something, something or other, and I was like, wow, I want one now.
Yeah, you're the cat guy.
Yep.
Remember when you first came on the site, you had that avatar that was the cat dressed up like a thug putting his fingers on the ground.
Yep.
Or thumping him up against the table. That was it.
Yep.
I thought that was funny.
Ed, I have one that has a machine gun, like the, Scarface there. I got another one that was DJing. Now, I had 13 kitties at one point, but now I'm down to 4.
13? Shit, you were like Bubbles then.
Oh, no, that's nothing. When I was in Ohio, back when I was like 15, I had 30 cats, one per acre.
Yeah, like Bubbles.
I'm not sure who Bubbles is, but okay.
If you haven't seen it, Trailer Park Boys, you need to watch it, and that'll show you who Bubbles is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good. You'll laugh your ass off. Bubbles is this guy that lives in this... he lives in a... shed behind this one dude's house. Yep. He has like 30 cats, and the dude has like glasses that are like an inch thick.
He talks like this.
Wow.
He also wears a lot of really badass Pearl Snap Western shirts like I like.
Oh, nice.
Of course, I've got like 20 of those things.
What size you wear? I come across them all the time.
I wear a size medium or, well, it depends. Like, whenever I'm in the thrift store, that's what I'm looking for.
Right. Well, see, we got a lot of that sort of stuff up here, so maybe I'll collect a couple and be a late Christmas present.
Thanks, dude. I'll send you a pack of cigarettes or something. Oh, wait.
No, I don't support the habit. I'm bad enough on my own.
I caught myself. Like, wait a minute. I'll send you some Seagrams.
Some Seagrams?
Hey, you do know it is the only wine cooler.
Oh, it is. We, speaking of that, we need to do another old Greg dance, but have like 10 people doing it all at the same time.
Yeah, and me not drunk.
No, it's more fun to do it when drunk.
Oh, man, that was bad. Oh, wait, that's the point. It'll end up like those
Iraqi dudes, the military dudes doing the physical training, and they're all doing the exercises a different way, and they're all doing it wrong.
Well, everybody will have fun doing it, right?
It'll be like that. Oh, yeah.
You know, I just came across this freaking mode on a site I'm part a member of. It's called New York Mustangs. A lot of them are, like, in Buffalo and the surrounding areas and shit like that. Okay? Okay. There was two that caught my eye. Here's one. He says, stock short block. Got GT40 irons from a 96 Explorer. It's cut down to 58cc. Trick flow stage 1 cam. Explorer upper and lowered. Trick flow 70mm throttle body.
Like Cobra heads. FMS, okay, good.
24-pound injectors. Edelbrock water pump. 75mm mass air. Holley adjustable FPR. FMS wires. MSD cap and rotor. Let's see. So also throw in an MSD. D6A and the computer in the wiring harness. And he's looking to get $1,000 for it. Yeah. The other one I found.
Man.
Let's see, where the hell is that? Oh, there you go. Right underneath the one. It has a 2000 Mercury Mountaineer long block. GT40P heads. It has a beehive spring kit that goes with it. GT40, the 40P, the P Shorty headers. And he wants to get rid of it for $450. Yeah. No, they're not. Not at all. And he is, well, more or less right down the freaking road from me.
Those springs are not cheap either.
The headers alone are for like fucking $400.
Cheap for the that's cheap for the headers too.
Well, these are Ford Motorsport headers.
Well, they're about 200 for the unless they're the polished ceramic coated ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had those. I had the good ones, the ceramic coated ones. They're real shiny.
But the fact that they're pretty looking, an entire long block, it comes with the headers.
Those things are still a damn nightmare to get the freaking exhaust bolts on and off of.
I mean,
oh man, they suck.
Well, yeah, and the fact that, I mean, 450, that's a little bit more than what I get motors from. before a motor that A, runs.
Practically giving it away.
And B, has already had the work done to it. Come on now. Oh, yeah. The engine only has 60,000 miles on it.
Sure.
Oh, no. I'd believe it. I'd believe it. But just sure. For the fact that it has all that stuff to go with it, the 450 is not bad at all.
And that's what they all say.
Guarantee you, if I get the chance, I'm jumping all over it. I'll probably jump on both of them. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
But I want to get some of the stuff because... But I'd probably rip some of the stuff off of the short block and throw it on the HO motor that I'm getting. Because I want to be able to spray it. Yep, that's why. The GT40 motors, they're all hyperfluidic.
Forged pistons. I think this year all I'm going to do is run dual exhaust.
I bet those are going to be a little bit pricey. Yeah, don't ever be looking at getting long tubes for the damn thing.
Yeah, the pulleys are going to be about $200.
600 and up.
No. Them kooks long tubes aren't cheap. I'm just going to run...
Yep.
I'm just going to run... I'm going to run a cat back on it. 40 series Flowmasters and stock style police tailpipes.
You know who I wish hidden under the bumper. Would still post on here?
It'll sound
good. I know he's active member in other forums.
I get done for about like $250 bucks,
turbo,
which is pretty good.
$2,256
or
whatever the hell it was.
They go there cash and probably even cheaper.
Yeah, he's got some serious next level shit going on with his cars. I don't know. I've seen
set
of headers he put on his box. It's a custom set of long tubes.
He's a nice guy, you know. He just makes some outrageous claims.
Well, I guess apparently they're like $1,000. That's just nuts. Speaking of turbos,
those didn't look cheap at all.
I'd love to see the guy who's doing that twin turbo build for his town car. Yeah, that's going to be a hell of a sleeper, man. Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just dumb. That's a good way to get your car fucked up.
I think people that put Chevy motors in Fords are fags.
My favorite one is this guy. He's one of my bosses that I work for. It's his daughter's boyfriend.
But.
And he races some kind of modified or something dirt track. And he was racing with a Ford motor or something, you know? Well, because the guy always had, he's got two trucks or both Fords, got Ford racing on it and all this happy Ford shit. And then I'm like, he's like, well, yeah, I'm racing with a Chevy 350. I'm like, what? And I'm like, you know what? Why don't you just go get a Lightning motor? I shit you not, the guy looked at me like I was crazy. He goes, a lightning? You know? He says, they made a lightning? I'm like, yeah.
If you want to. Well, the hot tickets take, if you want to build a 358 that'll beat the Chevy boys, you just get a, you build your 358 short block, you know, Windsor, 321 Windsor, use one of them Man of War blocks or whatever ones. I forget which one it is. No, I think Man of War is Chevy, but get your aftermarket block, run a good crank, run everything. Oh. And you run those Casse heads, those John Casse heads. You know, a guy over in Atlanta. I had a set of heads from him once. They're freaking awesome. You run those, and so you overcome the whole small valve thing with, you know, small block Ford heads.
I'll tell you what,
a good carb intake and beat the shit out of the Chevy boys.
And he races mud truck. Well,
paddle their ass all the way to the finish line.
Valdo's on. Finally got a car show
sons
down
of
here.
Bitches, but.
And I took a quick walk over and took a look and, you know, just to see what's going on. And that guy had a Ford mud truck over there, custom built frame, the whole nine. And what's he running? He's running, you know, modified 351, heavily modified. We're talking aluminum heads, solely rebuilt just for racing. The thing was absolutely insane. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to when you walk, look under the hood of something like that, and you see header tubes that are evenly spaced out and a distributor on the front of the motor.
We've been talking for about a good hour.
But, well, we should probably cut this one short there, man. You got any closing thoughts?
That's right. And, by the way, what are we going to call this thing?
This is not scripted, folks. This is reality.
Outside the box. I think that's good.
You know, I think we'll call this one Outside the Box.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I come up with that one a while ago about the whole using John's avatar as a motivation, you know, think outside the box. A lot of us drive boxes.
Right.
Me having driven quite a few boxes, but not anymore. But
well, folks, well, I guess that's all for today.
Truck's a box.
And we'll stay tuned in every month. We're going to put on a podcast here for you. And definitely, guys, hope you can hop on Skype and provide your input or just yak away. Oh, yeah, that'd be a hoot.
Yeah, maybe we'll get Larry on next month. I have to contact him. Maybe we can get New Year's special or something. Like a Martin Luther King Day special.
All right.
Or
some we'll
crazy
see
shit like that. Oh, yep, man, that'd be funny. All right, GMNers. Enjoy yourselves. Have a good one.